Let me tell you what else was going to happen with Ms. Sowers. Sowers, however you say it. First time there is television coverage, and maybe this weekend, of a 49ers game. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't put it out of the ordinary that the NFL might even change whatever national broadcast game they have scheduled for tonight, Thursday Night Football. For tonight or for Saturday night via network, Fox or CBS, and make sure that they have the 49ers on, and then it's going to be contingent upon the two guys in the broadcast booth or whoever it is that's down on the field to make sure that everyone watching at home knows that the lesbian coach is on the Niners' sideline. We don't know what the sexual preference of the guy that runs out onto the field with a Gatorade is, but we'll find out. And until we do, the lesbian coach is on the sideline. I can just hear Joe Buck doing the call now. As camera four goes to zoom in on Katie Sowers now on the sidelines. I hear Joe Buck going to Troy there in our inset picture on the screen is the league's first openly gay and female coach, and we certainly thoughts and prayers with her, and certainly wish her all the luck on a great and successful career in the league. And then Troy Aikman will say something totally inane and stupid to follow it up. Well, yeah, you know, Joe, I didn't mean to say that. And then it'll be incumbent upon everyone to recognize this. What does this do for the game of football? It does nothing. What does it do for the kids watching at home? You know, I can remember back two years ago when Michael Sam was drafted as it was the first openly gay player draft. Of course, he never made it into the league because he stunk. He was more worried about his sexual orientation, apparently, than he was about playing football. Anyways, I remember Dwayne Stovall tweeting out or going on Facebook, and Dwayne's run for Congress and Senate in Texas. If you don't know who Dwayne Stovall is, appeared many times on his show. As a matter of fact, he's appeared on this on the Crusade Channel since we left the old station in the old country. Sending something out to the effect of, I'm trying to watch. The NFL draft with my six-year-old Jackson. How am I supposed to explain a gay guy coming out in the NFL to a six-year-old? What am I supposed to say? And, of course, you know, the stock answered, well, you bigot, you racist, you homophobe, you tell him how star-spangled NFL awesome it is. This has got to stop.
Remember, if he can't play ball, then that's all he's got going for him.
David Simpson says, "Do Harry Carey calling the gay gal?" You can imagine what kind of broadcasting challenge now this is going to make. But let me go back to the point. Why do you come out? And when you come out, what are you asking people to do? Now, I'm going to make a comparison here before we move on. What if, now, again, I'll family-friendly this up as nicely as I can.
You do that.
I will. What if, and I won't name any player here because I don't have any player in mind. What if player Harry Johnson, people see player Harry Johnson walking around and, no, wait a minute, coach Harry Johnson. Walking around, running around the field in his position as coach. And don't think anything of Harry other than that, you know, his coach kind of keeps to himself. What if one day they are informed by a local television station that Harry's granted an interview to Out Sports. There's actually a website now. There's actually an international website where lesbians and sodomites can proclaim themselves as such and then reveal their attachment to professional sports. So Harry Johnson one day reveals to Out Sports, again, I'll dress this up as family-friendly as I can, that I'm tired of keeping this in the closet anymore, and I'm tired of dancing around this. I'm coming out today. I can't even say it, folks. You're going to have to use your imaginations. I'm coming out today as a frequent, devoted participant in the ancient sex art of. Actual activity withheld. Well, man, a church, that's vulgar. That's vile. That's just, I don't, who wants to know that? Well, apparently his wife. So you thought I was going to get, oh, you thought, no. This guy's a hetero. He just wants everybody to know how much he loves. Maggie O'Connell's in there shaking her head. You should, because it's no different from when the sodomite does it. Harry Johnson just never thought to do it. What's wrong with him? Maybe he should have. Sowers 31 has loved football since childhood and played professionally in the Women's Football Alliance. They had chick football. I had no idea. She also discovered a passion for coaching and didn't let an early setback deter her from pursuing the line of work as a professional. Well, now she's got job security. The Niners now can't get rid of her. As I was finishing college, I actually turned down a volunteer basketball coaching job because I was a lesbian. I was told, because of your lifestyle, we ask that you do not come around the team. Well, it would kind of be like if we found out that a 44-year-old man was a pederast and was asked to coach a team of 9 to 11-year-old girls. So we may conflate. Better church, please. We need to get over these hang-ups. He had just as much right to practice his thing well as anyone else. So a lesbian even asked coach, a female, as if this doesn't happen, a female basketball team. Well, you know, we don't want that kind of temptation around. Duh.
Hey, look at the chat room. It's multiplying, like, rapidly.
Hey, there's people in there. What happened?
I just watched it go from 4 to 8 in 2 seconds.
That moment really impacted me because it was the first time I truly felt judged. Miss Sowers, you are going to experience a moment when you are really going to feel judged, madam. And the supernatural being doing the judging is not going to be giving you any awards for your licentiousness, madam. You know, this whole thing about, well, you don't judge me. We make judgments every day. What is charitable about not informing someone of an act and a commission of a sin and living in it that we are assured damns your eternal soul to hell? Precisely what is charitable about that? And then there's more about this blah, blah. I don't want to get into the rest of it because I had a point to make. I was inspired last night by a conversation between myself and my very manly and masculine friends, wondering, as we talked openly about, where are all the real men? Well, if you look at a picture of Katie Sowers, you'll see that, well, they're being replaced by women who think they're men. And the real men don't have the to stand up and say no. So I went home last night after a mere 18-hour workday. Don't worry about me, though. And by the way, I just wanted to tell people this and spread this around because it's so star-spangled culinary awesome. A friend of ours turned us on to these things called cauliflower crumbles. You got to try this. Christopher, you gotta try this.
Anything cauliflower is pretty darn good.
Green Giant makes these. It looks like puffy rice. And you can make jambalaya with anything you can make with rice, you can make it with the cauliflower crumbles. So I came home last night to some Chinese stir fry that was not made with noodles, but was made with cauliflower crumbles. And it was so good. I raided the icebox and had a second. It was so good. Anyways, I was thinking about our conversation and about how manly men ought to be acting with their families and in their communities, and how few people, and if you tell someone that you would act in a masculine yet charitable way towards your children, you'll be told that, oh, yeah, well, if you really had to do that, you wouldn't do that. People can't even imagine in 2017 that if a child comes out as homosexual in front of a devout Christian parent, that the parent says, well, if you think you're going to remain like that in this household, you're going to have to think again. Because you're not. You can either stop it now, or you're going to have to find someplace else to live because it's not going to happen in this house. Got that? Not going to happen. Minister Church, that's cruel, it's mean. They're born that way. No, they aren't.